والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العلي العظيم. I mentioned yesterday that there are two groups who does insult the Islamic Sharia and the Islamic law, and they do injustice to them. One group is those few Muslims who deal with Sharia, with the concept of the implementation of Islamic Sharia, with their passions, with their sentiments, not with their reason, not with their aql, but with their desire. And many of them, they really know nothing about Islamic Sharia. They know nothing but the penal code, the punishment, that Sharia came to chop off the arms, the legs, the heads of those who oppose their thinking, not those who oppose Islam, their type of thinking. So this group, you can see them every single day. You hear about them, unfortunately, and you hear about their achievements. Every day there is a new tragedy, and the tragedy is really spreading. No Muslim country today is immune from their evil. Take North Africa, take Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia. You know, Tunisia today, they declared the state of emergency in the month of Ramadan. Why state of emergency? You know why? There are no troops are invading Tunisia from outside. There are some backward Muslims, backward-minded Muslims, called ISIS inside Tunisia, who are wreaking havoc on that country. They completely damaged the economy. Today I was listening to the news, and they said within few weeks, Tunisia lost $1 billion because all the tourists, they ran away. 39 of them were massacred, were killed. So who's going to lose? When a country, small country like Tunisia, they lose $1 billion in a few days, who's going to lose? The Muslims. Families who are dependent on the industry of tourism. Their children, their young ones, their women, their men. But they don't understand. Those takfiris, they came to destroy all Muslim countries, without any exception, and to declare the corrupt type of khilafah that is based on womenizing. They captivate, they capture women, and then they don't marry them. They sleep with them because they say, this is Milkul Yameen. This is Milkul Yameen. I own her. She's my slave. I have the right to sleep with her. Or sometimes they sell them, as they did in the last few days, in two markets, in Syria and Iraq. They bring women from Syria, they sell them in Iraq, and they take women from Iraq, they sell them in Syria. This is the type of Islam that we face today. Horrible, horrible, horrible type of Islam. And unfortunately, it is spreading. Spreading to North America, to some communities in this country, in America, in Europe, in France, in England, in Germany, in other places. And this is what the enemies of Islam intend. They are celebrating. Sometimes you hear the fireworks, huh? Part of this celebration. Celebrating our pain, our misery. Now I see many people and I read reports that many people are leaving Islam. They say, if this is Islam, I don't want to be a Muslim. This is shame on me and my history and my family. I don't want to be called Muslim. I don't want to be associated with this type of religion. On the other hand, there are other peoples who do injustice to Islamic Sharia and Islamic religion by scaring the American people, frightening them, telling them that the Muslims are coming to invade your land, take away your properties, your families, enslave you, and impose their rigid version of Islam upon you. And we see these voices, we hear them. We hear them. We hear them in America, in Europe, in the magazines, in articles, in movies, by some politician, by some religious leaders, by media bandits sometimes. It happens. It is happening, and they frighten the people because they don't want Muslims to live in freedom and respect. While we know that this is not true, no single credible Muslim authority or Muslim leader in America says, I want to implement Islamic Sharia in this country. We know it doesn't happen. And God does not want me to implement Islamic Sharia in a country who are 99% of them are non-Muslims. God does not say, take your Islam and, you know, push it down the throat of people. La ikraha fi al-deen. La ikraha fi al-deen. No coercion when it comes to religion. We should not coerce people. Even your families, even your children. Present Islam to them. Present Islam that makes sense. The civilized Islam. Islam which is based on rationality, not passions, not desires, not sentiments. Islam, the Islam of Rahmah, Islam of forgiveness, Islam of a humanity that cares about humanity, not just the Muslims. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you a mercy for mankind, all mankind. Islam of the Prophet and Islam of his household, Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam. So, what is the Islamic Sharia, my friends? Definitely we have Islamic Sharia, and I mentioned this, that Sharia has aims and goals. One of the aims of Sharia I mentioned last night is the preservation and the protection of human's life. Human's life, period. Not just Muslim's life, human's life. And this is embedded in our book. Chapter 5, in this verse, Surah Al-Ma'idah, in this book, Chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. After the murder of Abel by Cain, when Cain murdered his brother Abel, Allah said, from now on, any attack, any sort of assault on any human being, any human soul, without reason, is considered an attack against the entire humanity. So if you hear, this means that, if you hear that someone has been killed for no reason somewhere in a different continent, you have to be upset. That's an attack on you, yourself, and your family, and your religion. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. A murder of one single is considered the murder of the humanity. Allah says there is no price tag. There is a price tag for everything in this universe. You can put a price tag. Except the human soul has no price tag. It's invaluable. It's precious. If you kill someone, Allah says, and if you go and give him the entire dunya, it would not restore what he has lost and what his family has endured. if you give him the entire dunya as a compensation or restoration, it's not enough. It's not enough. Human soul is sacred in all religions. And if you try to save one, save a human soul from attack, from being killed or destroyed, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, you have saved the entire humanity. You get the credit on the Day of Judgment. God gives you the credit of saving not only one soul, but the entire humanity. So that was the first fundamental of Islamic Sharia, to preserve, to protect human soul. And I said, in order for us to protect our lives, Allah says there are certain rules you have to observe. Then it goes into the details. I mentioned some of them last night, if you remember. Many people ask, what's wrong with alcohol? Let people drink. There is a lot of wrong in alcohol. Maybe some, I had a cardiologist the other day here, and she said, only small amount of wine, only, not even a glass. I said to her, they say glass. She said, no, say it. It's not a glass. It's one third of a glass. Would be okay. Cardiologists, they say, for your heart. Only that. But even this one, I would not tell people, because people are not going to pour only one third of the glass. They would not do that. When you tell them wine is good, they are not going to be content and satisfied with only this much. They're going to drink. Can you tell your kids now, you can drink Pepsi or cola, but this much? And they say, yes, sir, yeah, only this much. They wouldn't listen to you. So Allah says something that takes away your mind from you and endangers your health and your mind, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Why drugs are forbidden in Islam? All sorts of drugs. Because they are intoxicants. Stay away from them. Do not hurt yourself. Don't hurt your heart, neither your kidney, nor your lung. And this is what I say to my friends. You are all my friends and brothers and sisters. Do not smoke. Those of you who smoke, do not smoke. I always say to my friends, I have zero tolerance for smoking. I can't accept it. Under any circumstances. Don't tell me I've been smoking for 30 years and nothing happened to me. It will happen. So protect yourself. Allah has given you this body. Take care of it. For those who don't do exercise, you have to go. You have to have exercise. Wait until the month of Ramadan, go back to your exercise. For those who do not respect dietary rules, maintain a good diet. Don't be overweight. There is no excuse for you to be overweight. Sometimes people are overweight in other countries where there is no health education. So you may say, well, there is no health education. In America, we do have health education. We know what is right for us and what is wrong. We know it very well. Very well. There is no excuse. Don't be overweight. Allah says in this book, no overweight. Allah says no overweight. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Eat according to what you need. Let me ask you this. If your car is full with gas, the tank is full with gas, would you go again to the gas station and try to fill it again? Where does the gas go? Nowhere. It will overflow. The same thing with your stomach. Sometimes the stomach is full, so do not punish your stomach. Don't hurt yourself. We the Muslims, we have to be number one. When it comes to health, we have to be number one. Physical health, mental health, ethical health. We have to be healthy. Our homes, the food that we eat. I will speak one day, inshallah, because many people ask me, why should we eat only the slaughtered meat according to the Islamic rules? Why not any other meat? Some people say, well, other meat, it's clean, it's good, it's cheaper. Yeah, but then it is cheaper, but when you put it here, it has a spiritual ramifications. it will negatively affect you. When the food is not dhabiha, is not slaughtered Islamically. And I will speak about that, inshallah, maybe after the nights of Qadr. So this is what Islam says, hygiene. It's important that we clean ourselves every single day. Here, every male, female, adult, elderly, they have to have a shower at least once a day. There is no excuse that you don't take a shower. You are not in Africa, nor in India, nor in Iraq, nor in Arab countries or the Middle East, or you are here next to the ocean, one of the biggest oceans, and you have showers, alhamdulillah, and you have soaps, and you have shampoos. Go to the supermarket and see how many types. Sometimes I go to some countries, there is no soap, no shampoo. But in America, we have no excuse. Clean yourself. Teach your children to shower every single day. Every single day. Why do we have wudu? Can't we just stand and pray without wudu? Allah says, wudu, I want to bring to your attention that you have to clean yourself. You have to use the water that I have given you. Use it wisely. Clean yourself. Use atar, perfume, you know, especially in the month of Ramadan. One of the things that are very mustahab and very, very, very recommended for all members of the family is to wear perfume. Use some of your money that you save, some of the money that you spend on food, cut back on food, spend on perfume. Don't leave your house, even when you are in your house, even when you are with your wife, with your husband, with your children. Wear perfume. Al-Nadhafatul Iman. It's part of faith. It's part of worshipping God. It's to be clean. To be presentable. Then we go to the second aim. So the first aim of Sharia is the preservation and the protection and the defense of a human life. Human life is sacred. And do everything possible to protect it. Against murder, against terrorist act, against destruction, against ailments, sickness, you have to do everything possible. Second, we come to the second goal of Sharia. And I wish the American people, they understand, before they attack the Islamic Sharia, they understand, they open a book. Usually those who attack the Sharia, either they are completely ignorant, they have no clue. Sometimes I go to some universities, they ask me a question. They ask me a question. You know what is the question? Believe me. In universities, they tell me, Imam, what's the... Not Imam. Iman. Iman, of course, not Imam. Iman, what's the difference between Islams and Muslims? Wow, that's a difficult question. Islams and Muslims. What the answer? This is at a university level, huh? University. Kids are studying at the university. Sometimes it's a law school. So either some people, some of them, they have no clue about Islam, completely ignorant, or they know very well, they study, but they are bigots. Ta'assub. They have a prejudice. They have a prejudice against Islam. You know what happened 3 weeks ago in Charleston? A Christian who goes to a church, a white supremacist who goes to a church, he kills 9 people in a church, in a Bible study session, in a black church, but people are reluctant to call it a terrorist act. They don't call it a terrorist act. But if someone, a foolish Muslim, goes and kills someone or does something, oh, this is Islamist extremism, Islamic terrorism. How about others when they murder in cold blood? In a church, people are studying the Bible just because they are black? They don't belong to this country? The black were the people who built America. Go and read the history of them. Who built these buildings, the roads, the infrastructure of this country? The black people. They were enslaved, they were brought by ships to American shores, they were sold here, they worked like animals, worse than animals, in subhuman conditions, they were tortured, and they built this country, and now they have no rights to worship. They have no right to worship. More than 10 churches were burnt the last 2 weeks in this country, in the United States of America. This is American democracy. Let them fix this country first. The second aim of Islamic Sharia is the promotion and the protection of what? After life, what is more important? The second more important after nafs and life. What is it? Money? Food? What is it? Buildings? Huh? After life, I'm asking you, after nafs, life, what is the second item on the table which is more important and more sacred? After nafs, here in your body, you have something here, after the heart, the nafs, the soul, which is second in importance. Aql. Reason. Imagine if someone has the biggest body, very fit, but he does not have aql. According to me, this is my own vocabulary. He's aqlless. Brainless. He's aqlless. What is the value of this person? He's like what? He's like animals. And Allah says in the Quran, this is in the Quran. لَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا وَلَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ وَلَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. هذا لزمك أكاديمك. لزمك. We found the question. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We have made ready for Jahannam many humans and jinns. Why, God? Why do you punish them? He says, because they have brains, but they don't use them. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes wherewith they don't see with them. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They are stubborn. Some people have big ears, but they don't listen. Stubborn. Stubborn. They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Those are like animals. And God says, no. Some animals are better than them. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. غَافِلُونَ. One day they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, there is a man in our neighborhood, he's such and such, he's so good, he gives money, he helps, he does this, he does that, you know, he does so much prayer, so much fasting, so much. The Prophet said, listen, tell me, كَيْفَ هُوَ عَقْلُهُ. You listen to me? The Prophet said, tell me about his aql, his brain, his reason. Is it functioning? He has good aql. Does he incorporate his reason in his work, in his daily life? They said, maybe not, Ya Rasulullah. He prays, he fasts, but sometimes he does not use his brain. He said, then sometimes such a inner, whatever it brings people close to God on the day of judgment, those who use their brain, even though sometimes their ibadah is weak. You know what I mean? They don't do enough ibadah. They don't spend their time, all of their time in prayers, in fasting. When they worship, they do quality worshiping. Quality, not quantity. But they use their brain. This is why the hadith says, تفكر ساعة خير من 70 سنة من 70 سنة عبادة. تفكر ساعة. Sitting, reflecting on what you do. And this is what you have to do tomorrow, ليالي القدر. يعني القدر, the nights of destiny are the nights of reflection. The ayah that Brother Samir read earlier, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ The alteration of day and night. لَآيَاتٍ there are signs, important signs for whom? For whom? For all people? No. Not for all people. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Those who have brains. But those who don't use their brains, they don't see these signs. They are blinded. They don't see the signs. Then who are, O Lord, tell me, who are أولي الألباب? He says, الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا ويتفكرون بخلق السماوات والأرض. تفكر, reflection in about my life. Don't just run like a machine. You are not a machine, you are a human being. You have something inside you called عقل. Allah did not give this عقل to anyone but you. He didn't give it to anyone. Look at the sun, how huge, does not have aql, doesn't have a brain. Allah controls it. It's under the control of God. The moon, everything, the universe, except you. Allah says, I want you to control yourself. Yes, I am guiding you, but you are responsible. I have given you the brain, and I leave the first for you. I leave it. Allah says in the Quran, مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا Every creature in this universe is driven by God. آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا Pulled by God, except us, the humans. We are not pulled by Him. He says you have to move on your own. If I am supposed to pull you, then why should I take you to paradise? Why? You didn't do anything. I want you to go to paradise with your own feet. Yes, I guide you. I show you what is right and what is wrong. And I want you to follow the right, but I'm not going to push you. Do you follow me? This is called, what is it called this? The sentence I said. We put it in one term. And that term is what? Huh? That term is what? Huh? I didn't have my teeth tonight. Answer me. That term is called freedom of choice. Freedom of choice. We have a freedom of choice. Allah wants us to understand Him and move towards Him with our own power. Not somebody pushing us. That does not make sense. That does not make sense. Those Daesh, the ISIS, you know what's wrong with them? They don't use their brain. This is why they say about them brainwashed. That if they are intelligent, you cannot be brainwashed. Use your brain. If you use your brain, you are neither going to hurt yourself nor hurting others. When Allah created Aql, He said, أول ما خلق الله سبحانه وتعالى العقل. The first item He created was reason. قال له أقبل, come to me. فأقبل. أدبر, فأدبر. قال وعزتي وجلالي ما خلقت خلقا أعظم منك. You are the crown of my achievement. I never created something bigger and better and more virtuous than you. This is why Anbiya, why the prophets are superior to others, more superior to others. Why? Because they have a brain. They use their brain. They are uli al-albab. They are uli al-albab. They use their brain. So Allah said to the brain, you are the jewel of my creation. I never created something more important than you. Then Allah gifted us with this brain. You know, Musa, Dawood, he was asked, Adam alayhi salam, that's a different story of Dawood. Adam, when he was created, Allah sent him Jibreel. This hadith is narrated by our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, in Al-Kafi. الكتاب الشريف الكافي He says, Allah said to him, Ya Adam, he sent Jibreel to him. He said, Ya Adam, Allah has three things for you. If you take one, the other two are going to leave you. So be careful in your choice. Be very careful. You have to choose the best among them. Allah says either reason, aql, or deen, or mal, money. So which one do you want? Difficult situation. He needs all three of them. Of course, if someone asks you about the three, you tell them, I want the three. Definitely people are going to ask about what? About mal, wealth, before aql and before deen, believe me. So Adam, he was given these three choices. So he said to him, let me think. Of course, he had some aql because he was thinking. He raised his head. He said, Ya Adam, I am going to choose the aql. So Adam turned to wealth and to deen. He said to them, Itrukah, you have to leave him because he chose aql. So that he made his choice. What did they answer Adam? What did they answer Jibreel? They said to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, لقد أمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى أن نتبع العقل حيث سار. We are not going to leave him because Allah has ordered us. He said, wherever you see the aql, the reason is moving, you have to follow the aql. So he made a good choice. When he chose the aql, Allah gave him aql, reason, and faith, and wealth. Three of them. This is why in the Ja'fari school of thought, listen to this, I'm concluding. And I speak about this, inshallah, the rest of the objectives of Sharia, after the three nights of Qadr, inshallah. I'll speak about it later on, because I have to complete on this subject. In the Shia tradition, the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Ja'fari, the Imami school of thought, we believe, unlike others, they say, Aql follows religion. Aql follows religion. We say religion follows Aql. We say first Aql, second religion. Because it is through Aql we were able to discover religion. If you don't have the aql, you are going to go into the wrong religion, the Daesh religion. Are you with me? So you need the aql first. In the school of Ahlul Bayt, al-aql awwalan wa al-shar'u thaniyan. Al-shar'u yatba'u al-aql. Shar' religion follows aql, follows reason. While others, they say no, shar' first. And when they say shar' first and they neglect aql, this is what is happening. You know what is happening. I will continue on this subject tomorrow, inshallah, the first night of Qadr and the night of the injury of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. So the first night of Qadr is Sunday, the second night is Tuesday, and the third night, the grand night, is Thursday. Tomorrow we're going to stay until midnight. We recite dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir and maybe dua Abu Hamza al-Thamali. And then inshallah the second night, which is Tuesday, we will do the same. And the third night, Laylatul Qadr, inshallah we stay here until morning, inshallah, until Salatul Fajr. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi'in lahum baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibud da'wat, innaka ghafirul khati'at, innaka mahis sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين